You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
Good morning. I'm Colton Houston, and my wife Megan and our three young daughters have been at the Advent for a little over a year. We actually joined this spring, so we're fairly new to the Advent. But despite that, they've asked me to say a few words on stewardship, so I'm really just going to share from my personal experience two things that I've learned that hopefully will be encouraging to you all as well. So we moved to Birmingham last summer, and before that we had been in Tuscaloosa for 12 years, and before that we'd started out in Birmingham as newlyweds, basically. And so when Megan and I moved to Tuscaloosa in 2010, I just finished school and was moving. We were moving so that I could take a job where I would be working more than full-time hours as a volunteer, literally making $0. And Megan had a job in Birmingham, a decent job, a good job in interior design, but kind of a good job by mid-20s standards, right? And she kept that job. So we moved to Tuscaloosa. She commuted back and forth every day. We were both working crazy hours, no kids, living on one modest salary. And so we felt like we were scraping by, right? There was very little in the budget for anything outside of the bare necessities. And so it was very easy at that point in our life to say, because we did join a church, we found community, it's very easy to say, things are tight. When we have enough, right? When things change and we have enough, then we're definitely going to give, right? Even though we probably knew that wasn't right, it was easy to justify it in that phase of our life. The funny thing was, and this is kind of the first thing we learned, that I learned, is that even as our circumstances changed, because thankfully I didn't have to volunteer forever. Eventually I got a salaried, you know, proper job. And Megan left her job to start her own thing. That went well. So our circumstances sort of steadily improved. We were able to finally buy a house and start a family. But what didn't change was that feeling of, we just don't have enough, right? And what I've come to realize as I've gotten older is that I think it's human nature. I don't think I'm the only one in the room that probably feels this way, is you never quite feel like you have enough, right? You're always thinking, at least I am, about what's coming ahead, right? The mortgage payment, medical bills, what if this happens? What about college? What about three weddings I'm going to have to pay for one day, right? What about retirement? What about the stuff I'm not thinking of? And it's easy, despite your income, your bank statement, your age, your stage, probably none of us ever really feel like we have enough. And so the lesson that we learned that I'm embarrassed to say took a pretty long time was, if you wait until you feel like you have enough, you'll never give, right? Giving is done in spite of that. And so eventually, after too long a period of time, despite our own stubbornness, we said, look, we're just going to bite the bullet. Monthly deduction out of the bank account straight to the church. We bought this house. We've got these young kids. It doesn't feel like the right time, but that's just reality. We're going to do it anyway. So that's the first lesson we learned. You're never going to feel like you have enough. The second lesson we learned, and I would say this would be more recently, and I'm still learning it, is this idea that I used to think the reason for me to give, the reason for us to give, was to help God. We were doing this for God. Because the money we give, that goes to fund missionaries and support programs and pay our wonderful clergy and keep the lights on, right? Pay the electricity bill. And if we don't give, this was my thinking, if we don't give, what's going to happen? Well, they're going to call the missionaries home. They're going to turn the lights off. They're going to fire the church staff because there will be no money. God really needs us to do this. And even though I believed that for a long time, when I say it out loud, it becomes quickly apparent that that's absurd, right? Because God is God, right? He doesn't need me to help him because he's all powerful, right? And everything that I think is mine belongs to him anyway. So if I'm not giving to help God, then why am I giving? Why should we give? And where I am right now in kind of my journey on this is I really think that we give for ourselves, right? We give because it's good for us. It's healthy spiritually for us to do that, to remind ourselves, as Craig said in the sermon, that God's economy is different than our economy and that the things that we're ultimately holding on to our money because we think it will give us security, identity, comfort, status, that those things are only ultimately found in God. And so the giving then isn't because God needs it, because he doesn't. He's God. It's because I need it. So I just wanted to share those with you this morning, and thanks.